This is where Lagos meets London. Where Peckham boys chilling in Osapa, London. As Murtala Mohammed, Heathrow is where London Bridge links Third Milan Bridge via Goslow. This is where Lagos meets London.
The magic is in the doing.
Come on!
You really need to just step into the unknown. Feel the fear. But yes. Just do it anyway.
I think Ali's just reloading one more time.
Let everyone be quiet
so we can
let them know. Let them understand what
the magic is in the doing. You really need to just step into the unknown.
Yeah.
Feel the fear, but just do it anyway.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Goosebumps. Anyhow, just do it.
Anyway.
Just do it.
If Nike has not taken that one, I will have trademarked that one.
I know you still can.
Whoa.
No, I'm not ready to pay some hefty.
But you know what? That might start showing up on shirts soon. So
honestly.
It should.
OJ will make a shirt.
OJ will definitely make a shirt.
Trademark it sooner.
In fact,
I was the one that, when I was doing my research, I was the one that wrote it out. So, trademark it soon.
I will.
Although it was your voice anyway. So
yeah, I love it. Once you started speaking, I knew it was like, damn, she's quoting me.
If you guys didn't know where I got that from, it is from. We'll find out who it's from. We'll find out who it's from.
Stick around.
Anyways.
Yes, my people, you already know the vibes. Each and every time we are back, Lagos meets London with another episode. I go by the name of Hacker the Host, alongside
Miss Ali.
Alongside.
Yes, people, it's your boy OJ, not Simpson, Mr. Lagos meets London himself.
Yeah, OJ. And we've got a special.
People, ladies and gents, boys and girls,
yes,
audio listeners, video viewers,
mommy and daddy,
uncles and aunties,
everyone that might be invested. Whoa. Guys, we have CNN,
presidents, and
ITV,
yes,
BBC,
this day, Sunday Times,
eh? Lagos State Ambassador of Tourism,
eh?
Miss Lagos today, London tomorrow. She talked and walked the walk and dropped the drop.
That's where
I was going next. The first woman to solo drive London.
Yes.
I wanted to list the countries. London, Paris,
Spain.
Please,
we'll be here for a while.
All the way to Lagos, to Nigeria. Lagos.
What?
No be beans, though.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No be cha-cha-cha. Show walkies.
Today on Lagos Meets London, we have Oluwapelumi.
Yes, sir.
Guys.
What? I tell you intro. For free, nobody has got intro like that. Nobody.
I know.
Break the intro.
Let's go around the room.
I have to give you a good nine.
Thank you very much. Well. I appreciate it.
Bro, I'll give you a 10.
That's a solid 10. That's a solid 10.
That is a
10.
For Alice to even give me 9, I'm up.
Exactly.
My ass is full.
I'm not going to give you a 10.
She's mine. She always keeps me in check, you know, like.
We've got a special guest. I'm excited. Okay. Everybody's excited.
Let's hear your voice.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's an absolute joy. Like, honestly, my head is swelling. I have to support. I need supporting structure right now. Nah, I'm really grateful to be here and thank you so much. I'm excited for this conversation.
Whoa. Guys, before we get into it, make sure you are liking, commenting, subscribing on our YouTube channel. We are everywhere on all platforms. Please, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram.
Please,
we are on all streaming platforms. We are on Audio Mic. We're on Jollof Radio. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify.
We are everywhere.
I know you want to get involved and listen to our conversations with Pelumi Nubi. So make sure you are following
OJ has told us that it's not reflecting. So please, guys, like, comment, subscribe so we can elevate.
Literally.
Thank you.
And guys, I'm just going to add, follow Pelumi Nubi's YouTube page.
Oh,
follow our page, subscribe. I was going to say, me personally, I I've looked at your journey. I spent time, hours. You don't want to know, just looking at everything. I think it should actually be a movie.
Come on.
If I could.
Netflix.
I'll make it into a movie. Prime. If I could, I'll make it into a movie. Oh, but I don't have the resources. Mm-hmm. Like, no, just definitely. Looking at, I was so invested. It just felt like a movie, everything that happened. Mm. Hopefully someone picks it up and they make it a movie.
No, definitely.
So Bellumi can retire early and cash out. Listen, can I start living in Maldives.
We put that out there.
We put it out there.
So it's going to happen.
I'm here for it.
Inshallah.
Are we going to play the game just to warm up?
Oh, yeah, we're just going to. I think we have even over one more, but we're still on the first. For this game that I have, that I've come up with, the person that comes last, you're not eating item 7.
Hi.
No, that's just not going to
last. Enough here.
Just watch the rest eat.
I'm not agreeing. I'm not playing.
Okay, let me say the game, and then if you feel like.
No, then, I'm eating item 7.
Regardless of wherever the game is. All right, okay. It. No worries. We're inclusive. Everybody will eat just to warm up. So we're going to go around countries in Africa. You only got 2 seconds to voice out your country. And be careful, because you don't want to go viral. I trust producer. They'll clip you. Countries in Africa.
Let's go.
We're gonna start. Let Pelumi start.
Okay.
Yeah, so which way is it going?
It's gonna go that way. Then.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
Egypt.
Algeria.
Morocco.
No, we need to hear very well. Algeria or Nigeria? Like
Algeria.
2 seconds, please.
Morocco.
Gambia.
It was more than two.
That was more than 2 seconds.
I didn't know you guys had already started. No, I didn't know you guys had started again. No. Producer. See, it's starting the time. So let's be clear when we're starting.
Everything is on timing now.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Morocco.
Algeria.
Egypt.
Ivory Coast.
Mauritania.
Zimbabwe.
Mauritius.
Benin Republic.
Guinea.
Nigeria.
Kenya.
Joss.
Sorry.
Just how?
Okay, you're gone. You're done. Where am I? It's you, but where?
Yay!
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Go.
Okay, Guinea-Bissau.
Cote d'Ivoire.
Malawi.
Ghana.
Niger.
No. We're not taking Nigeria again.
I said Niger Delta.
It wasn't convincing.
It wasn't at all.
That's
I'm
enough.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
And this is where I come out of the game. But let's go.
Sorry, Mom.
I don't remember anything else.
You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Tanzania.
Kenya.
South Africa.
Malawi.
Yeah. Botswana.
Okay.
She's got. No, sorry. I really got that.
And you said
Kenya was said already.
You should have seen Pelumi.
You
should have seen Pelumi when I came up with you. Like, what's wrong with these people? You've been with 87 coaches.
Are you playing with me?
Now you're playing me. Like,
what kind
come
of
on, let's wrap this up quickly.
There's no way we would win that.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Just to showcase that, you know,
yeah,
Africa is more than one country.
Yeah.
You know, there's 54, you know, countries. So.
We're going to talk more about that later on. Mm-hmm. But, Walumim, do you feel like everyone's using each other for clout?
Good question.
We all... That's a good one.
I want to hear what you're going to say, but then I'm going to relate it to you as well.
Okay, that's interesting.
But let's hear what you've got to say.
I see as humans, you know, there's just that, you always, I think I've said, I had a friend, these conversations like, oh, why does this person hit me up when they need something or something like that? And I think it's just like a natural thing. My problem is when you just become like a leech and you're just sucking and you're not adding value back. Right. But I want to give as long as I get something back. Mm-hmm. So yes, in a sense, it's just that people are not doing it right. They're just kind of like wanting to, it's almost like when I have a conversation with someone, it's like, yeah, you provide a service or something like that. I want to, you know, be part of that, but I'll try and add some extra value to you.
Mm-hmm. Relating that to you, that's such a great answer, to be fair, because it's like, perfect. I feel like not a lot of people are like you out there. That feels like, okay, as long as I have to give, I'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. Some people just have a breaking point, you know, and they're just like, I can't do this anymore, even though they have it.
Sure.
But relating to you in regards to clout, so when you did this whole journey from London to Lagos, do you feel like a lot of people, especially, I'm calling out some people because I noticed this.
We call it out.
Don't go and disturb something.
The Nigerian government, do you feel like they jumped on your clout?
Do you feel like before you went to, let's say you didn't get famous or this your journey didn't go viral, do you feel like when you got to Lagos, they would have been like, I'll throw you a party or, you know, jumped on all the things they did for you? Do you
remember
like,
my ambassador?
Before anything, let me stick it out.
I think the most important thing is, I was in a lot of situations before I even got to Lagos. Remember that? You know, right. I was stuck at the border. I had a car accident. And honestly speaking, the Nigerian embassy, ambassador?
Yeah.
Or just the embassy, government. Stepped in.
Oh, beautiful.
For that, I will give them credit.
Now,
for.
No, I'm happy to hear that.
1,000%. Literally, Liberia was stuck for 2 days. And it's until I called the embassy to be like, look, I'm stuck out here. Mm-hmm. They were able to send someone. Mm-hmm. Does it reflect positively? I'm glad they jumped on the clouds, honestly.
Of course.
Because, you know, I got so many messages that, look, if this thing I did, my country don't care, you know? Mm. So I think it was a really positive narrative that they put out there. Mm-hmm. That, look, we celebrate our very own. Mm-hmm. You know, was it more than I even thought? Yes, honestly. Because I was just like, I went to visit the governor just out of politeness and stuff like that. So I was not expecting all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Am I complaining about it? Hell no.
We love it. We love to see it.
But I think they are making effort, especially the Lagos State Governor, His Excellency. Mm-hmm. I really think, because it's not just me. There have been other people, even Tune that just finished his own chess guy. He also saw him. The guy that swam across to, you know, bring Top awareness for suicide. He also saw. So I don't think it's a one-off wonder. I think
I completely get that, but it's just like, so for you to get the attention of the government, do you need
to do something like
doing sometimes? Something,
I think maybe that's what I want to encourage people. Just do the basic stuff. Like do something audacious. Do step out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Do something a bit grandiose. Yeah, I don't think that's false. You know, you can't just reward mediocrity.
I just want to know what you think.
Mm-hmm. I think Alice has a problem with the government.
If you look at Nigerian government in terms of the way they've handled like exports, like talents, there's no good track record. Mm. So that's why there's like Chioma Ajumwa, someone at 100 meters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, these people are broke now. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why Alice, I think it's a good question to say.
It's a good question.
Are they only using for clout? You get what I'm saying? Like, okay, because these people are popping now. Mm. Essentially.
But there's good clout and there's bad clout. There's good clout and there's bad clout.
Yeah. Because imagine they didn't say anything.
It would have been so sad.
That would have been even worse,
the clout,
I think.
So sad. That's good.
The clout makes sense.
Exactly, 100%.
The clout makes sense.
I just wanted to ask something because in one of the videos I watched, they said they're going, I heard that they said they will pay for the trip.
Mm-hmm. We sent the invoice in today, so.
Oh!
Oh!
We're hoping.
Baba Jide Sanwo-Olu. No.
Pay your debt.
Baba Jide, no.
Come and let us interview you as well.
Pay your debt.
Baba Jide Sanwo-Olu.
No. They're on it. You know, I got the car the same day. Good. You know, house allocation is, you know, in work. So I don't think it's just for the words.
That's a
valid question, though, because Nigerians are known to talk
to and not do the action.
Right.
So far, I have nothing bad to say. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to touch back on that.
I'm so happy.
My question is, how did you navigate frustration in terms of before the trip, your whole trip, even like you saying,
I'm already
stuck.
Liking this interview. Can I just say that, by the way? Like,
that's why you need to cut. Like, you see, I feel that some people, they only leak.
I love it.
We're invested in you.
I love it.
No, of course.
I'm just saying, ability is not like ability. Some people, they only leak. You're used to people for clout.
That's a good word. Did you say, I've been even know your ability?
Yes, no. I love that. This is our thing.
It's not just respect.
It's our person. So you will know.
Shakespeare not do passes
at all.
Pelimi, I don't want you to see it as an interview.
No, we're having a conversation.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm really loving the way it's going. Does that make sense? 100%. It's not still.
100%. But yeah, like, how did you navigate your frustration? Because even me, that I haven't done such, trying to navigate frustrations in certain situations, I find it hard. So situations that you was in, whereas you're not 2 minutes from your house, or you haven't got the phone to call, you know what I mean? How did you get through certain situations, even being stuck? Just talk us through it.
Sorry, Bellamy. I was just going to say, Aka, what you said, it's just like planning an holiday, just two people. It's almost like, and then now you're planning, like,
me
and Lumi.
Lumi is a big character.
Just wait. London, Paris, Spain, Morocco, Mauritania, Senegal, Gambia, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Ivory Coast, Ghana. That's
different people.
Togo, Benin Republic. Languages. Before Nigeria.
At least you even know the correct route because someone said Botswana in that list. I'm like, bro, how did he get there?
But that's different people. There. Nah,
but different languages. Was that correct?
That was 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, how was it? How was it, Coach?
Understanding that you're human, you know.
Okay.
I wasn't. There's clips of me crying on the internet. No, you know.
Exactly. And it's crazy.
I definitely allowed myself to feel all the emotions and let out emotions. You know, I got angry. I screamed at them. I cried. I, you know, ranted on camera. I diaried. I called friends up. Like, you know, I think just not storing it inside of me and just finding outlet to just let it go. If it's literally playing, you know, music and blasting it and just screaming on top of my lung, you know, and just roll with the punches. I think not having expectation that this is how it's going to be, but instead just like, you know, okay. And it was a learning curve for me. Like, imagine. You know, sometimes I have to be humble myself. Like, I'm just like, you know, you're in a foreign land. Just be mad. Exactly. There are some times that the gra-gra will work. Sometimes, one time I was filming and the guys, they all, I was like, we are partying now. So I cannot play with you. I cannot play with you. So, you know, just having the, I don't know what it's instinct, insight. It's just, you know, over time.
Adaptability.
You got to be flexible. There are sometimes you're munching. Your muscle needs to come out. Sometimes you have to be vulnerable. I'll feel like like some dumb person. Like, I'm meant to do that. Really? I don't know. Help me, save me.
Did they not have anywhere that you had altercations? Did they not have that sympathy? Or look at it like, this woman is doing something great. Let us.
No. There were definitely human connection. I think Sierra Leone especially. They don't allow right hand vehicle. I got there and that was the video that I was crying and the officer looked at me. I think so. It was just like, bro, you know, spoke to his superior and gave me money. He gave me a SIM card sorted out. He stamped the pass, you know, like it was just so many things that I went out of his way to do. So I definitely saw, you know, I saw both sides of humanity, you know, the really good one and the one that I'm just
and
like.
People that said, no,
they don't care. I know those people that are wrong and then they just get, into strong, it like, I'm not going to. Yeah. So it's like, that was Liberia. Yeah. It's like, we are wrong, but we are still not wrong. We are like, really?
That's crazy. Because did any of the frustration that you faced make you want to be like, you know what, I'm done. Let me just go back home.
Quitting wasn't an option. I know.
I love that.
Quitting really wasn't an option because at first it was just Pelumi traveling. You know that. Like, Pelumi has done this so many things.
He traveled to so many countries.
80 plus countries. Like, that's, you know, insane. Like, it's been a lot of countries. Mm-hmm. So Pelumi was just traveling. She was just doing this big adventure. But there was something right from the get-go that I was like already knowing that this is not normal. You know, from 12,000 followers to 100,000 followers within 1 week of announcing it, that wasn't normal. You know, so I'm like, people are invested. And then you start getting the flood of DMs like, oh my God, you inspire me to change my life. You know, my young 10-year-old girl is, you know, asking about you and your journey and we're talking about you in our home. You're literally a conversation over a dining table. You know, like those kind of things. You can't quit when
Did you expect that?
No. Absolutely not.
Like, generally, you didn't. Just like,
I had an inkling that something big was about to happen. That's the best I can say.
I was on the bus one day, and then like two Yoruba women in front of me, they were like, Ibuni get it dancing, you know? I'm like, I swear.
Oh my god!
What I'm going to do? I was like, wow, like this is like
everybody.
I love how it's really crossed between like race, age. You know, yesterday, a 65-year-old woman. That's like, I'm 65 years old, and you've motivated me to almost revamp my life. Like, that was a comment. Like, I was just like, wow. Like, I was just out there doing my own thing, but it has really pulled on people's heart. They're just like, you know, I want to do things. I want to be audacious. I want to step out of my comfort zone. Like,
literally, honestly, that's what I took from it.
I have to applaud that.
No, 100%. Because I took from that is just do what you want to do.
Do what you're going to do.
And don't give up until you actually get there, because that's exactly what you've done. People will look at it and like, oh, she drove from London to Lagos. Like, it's something. That's not something small.
That's not normal. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You didn't take a big Range Rover or a G-Wagon.
I took Lumi.
Exactly. Lumi. Big up Lumi. I wish Lumi.
Big up Lumi. I miss her, man.
Because your connections must be crazy.
I know Lumi's quite old. When you bought her, do you remember how much you paid for her?
$3,000.
£3,000.
Would you now say that is the best $3,000 you've spent in your life?
Best. You know, I got her from someone. I remember the day I bought her, it was a faraway distance, and I bought a one-way ticket. a one-way train ticket because I just knew that I was gonna I'm coming back
That's
with her.
Crazy.
You know, so that connection has been there from beginning. Mm-hmm. She was just getting rid of it because she was pregnant and it was a small car and she wanted a big car for safety. And it was just like, oh, you know, and we've just been riding for about, I've had it for about 5 years plus.
Okay, wow. So you bought it prior to you even wanting to do this.
So you didn't buy the car from the travel.
Like, it was literally my London vehicle. Like, that's what I took to work and stuff and my road trips in the UK and stuff like that. So that was just my normal car.
You said work. What did you do for work?
That's a good one. We keep it low-key. I'm joking. So work, I was doing a PhD. So I was doing cancer research in human genetics.
Wow.
Yeah, so I did a PhD pre COVID, when pandemic happened, lab closure happened, there was a whole thing, a whole situation there. So we kind of, travel became more important for me.
Right.
Obviously, people know, Pelumi, you've done your trip now. Mm-hmm. People know. Where in London would you say you're from? Because I've noticed something. Most white people, when they see, I don't know if it's just me, they will ask you, where are you from?
Yeah.
Do you say, very, very interesting question. Am I from, I'm from South New Cross, or did you say, I'm from Nigeria.
It depends on the situation. When I'm traveling, I actually quite lean more towards Nigeria, just because, you know, they've not seen that. And that level of representation, does that make sense? So I'm always kind of like saying Nigeria. But when I'm in the UK, I just say London. I come from London, which is Croydon. Yeah, I grew up in Croydon. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I went to St. Mary's for high school. I did uni.
Were you born in Nigeria?
Yeah, I was born in Nigeria. So I spent my first 10 years there. Aww. Then I moved to Beulah Primary School, all of that. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. So if we dial it back, those first 10 years in Nigeria, where in Nigeria?
Alagbado.
In Lagos?
In Lagos. Wow. I was born in Lagos, yeah.
So your early memories, those 10 years, how was that like, living in Lagos?
I actually asked my mom, I was like, what was I like a baby? You know, when you just kind of find hints of what made you be who you are, like this version of Pelumi. I just like, we don't know, man, like, you were just in your diapers exploring the house. So I think that curiosity and just, you know,
so you've always been
I've always been gallivanting, clearly. So I think that's always been a thing. My both parents are working class, so we had more of nannies and grandmas growing up, so the freedom was always there. You know, we had discipline, but there was no,
it wasn't strict,
you know, it wasn't strict in terms of like what you can do and where you can go. So we had that. I think that freedom was always kind of thing I loved. You know, we kind of told you cannot do this. It was just a liberal kind of sense to our family. It's just not conventional. It's definitely not a conventional upbringing.
Siblings?
Two older brothers, super protective, love them to bits. I'm the only girl, only girl.
So
last
one.
I'm not spoiled. Everyone says that. So that's fine. Shut up. You're not spoiled. What
did they say? When you told them, like, obviously Nigerian parents, like, oh, mama, I'm driving from
London. What an interesting conversation.
What did they say?
Because I tell my mama I'm going to Manchester on the train.
He's like, you okay?
Please, take time.
But now I'm driving.
Mom, I think just understanding how your parents think. So that's how I tell people, look, if your parents don't let you travel or something like that, find a way to convince them in the way they think, you know. Mm. So my dad is logical. So it was very much, look, dad, I've researched it for over a year. I've spoken to this person, this person, this person. This is my plan. This is the roadmap. Mm-hmm. Like, show him something really logical. And my mom is more emotional. So it's very much like, don't worry, I'll call you every day. I've planned this. It'll be okay. I have the tracker. You can track me on your phone. You know, that kind of thing. Like, you know, AirTag. I had the AirTag on me and everything. So just having that. But again, it was more of the track record of the travels I've done in the past. Remember, this was not just spontaneous. I'm doing London to Lagos. I've done solo drive across Namibia, pack across, you know, South America. So there've been so many adventures I've done in the past.
This is working.
So it's like, you know, we've done so many. You know, I've gone to Australia,
2022. She's having like 2022, 20 likes. Go and check today. Any post, 160 comments. 200.
Because it's inspirational.
50,000 likes.
Do you know what I mean? It's inspirational.
The love is real, honestly. And I love the community that has, you know, grown up with this. It's kind of really, really. And I love how I translate, not just online. I actually have in real life, you know, people too as well. People come to my events and hostings and stuff like that. So it's just, it's really beautiful to see. Really beautiful.
So you've always been Dora the Explorer.
I've always been,
You've just always known.
I've just always loved it. Like, you know, like even back in uni, you know, that little change they used to give us. Like, you know, my friends were out there Friday night clubbing. I'm catching a flight.
What was your ever first destination?
It was somewhere in the Scandinavia. I keep forgetting. It was in Finland. Where's next to Finland?
Do you want me to help you?
You can help me.
Ah, OG.
I'm sorry. No. Jog your memory.
I'm trying to shake it up. What's next to Finland? No. What's right next to Finland? Oh, help me. Help me.
I slept.
No,
no. No, she said help.
Help
Do you want Norway?
Norway.
That's that was the first place Norway. To travel to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so... Have you been stalking me heavy? I'm a bit concerned.
It's research and listening.
Yeah.
You remember you did the day after the podcast. Mm-hmm. You actually mentioned it on that.
Yeah. OJ
stalker.
Oh, okay. It's a wrap.
Do you know my home address?
No, I don't.
So did you feel like because you love traveling so much, you feel the need to have your own agency? What prompted?
So Oremi Travels. It was very convenient. I like what prompted Oremi Travel is I don't like when people say things are not possible. That is like my biggest ick. It's like, I don't like when people say it's not doable. It's just like, oh God, migraine immediately. So I was hearing a lot of, you know, comments about group trips are not possible. It dies in the WhatsApp group, blah, 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 blah. You know, just ditch your friend and travel alone. And I'm a big advocate for solo travel. I think there's joy in it. But there's also some occasions, especially post-pandemic, we just realized that the people we love on, we need to travel with them, you know? So like I kind of, Oremi Travel focuses on group trip with the people that you know already. So especially celebrating milestones. So your 30th, your 50th, your bachelorette. Those cannot be with strangers. You need to travel with people. So yeah, it was just from that pace of pain point that people want to travel with people that they love and they just don't have the capacity to organize it by themselves. And we just step in. So just bring your crew and we'll plan the rest.
Oh, fantastic.
Has that picked up since?
Yeah. It's been doing amazing beforehand because it just comes with the, it's not like pick a date and we're trying to fill up the date. People are already coming and they actually have kind of a rough idea and everything.
I'm a traveler myself. So if you're looking for an ambassador.
Yeah? As long as you're a good host, you love on people, you're good with managing people.
We've been talking today.
Okay. You're actually amazing. Also, that's true. That's true.
No, you're not.
Come on. Don't be a hater.
If you need somebody to warm the people.
Don't worry, let's just put ourselves out there. Exactly.
What you said actually makes sense now. Oremi Travels. It's like group of friends.
I was gonna ask
where does the name come from?
Group of friends, exactly. My friends.
That's crazy. When you got a name like that, it's just it makes sense with the business.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? There's businesses that don't, but Oremi Travel.
You're already traveling.
Check them out.
Traveling with your friends.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Oremi Travel. Oremi Travel's link in the episode description.
Come on. We'll check them out.
Go with your Ores.
You guys do like Africa.
Africa, anywhere, so, Bali, Asia. So we're everywhere. Dubai, we're everywhere.
Oremi, let's travel.
Come on then. Pardon me.
So, you went. Aka was mentioned all the challenges and everything. What we saw the clip. That was the one that went viral. What actually happened in Liberia? Do you want to break it down?
I can definitely. Please. Liberia. Okay. So Liberia was like, you know, free from Sierra Leone. I'm coming to this place. Quite curious because it's not that much, you know, content out there about Liberia. And I was like, okay, we'll do it. We'll promote it the way I've been doing for other countries. Got to the border, got to immigration, got stamped in. Then you have to go to custom. A lady was there. She's head of, you know, their custom, madam, whatever. I said, where's your car from? Very, very interesting accent, by the way, Liberia. Very interesting.
It was a lady. Okay.
Yeah. And then she was like, oh, where's your car from? I was like, from the UK. Oh, you mean it's right-handed? I was like, yes. Oh, we banned right-hand vehicle.
Wow.
Okay. I'm aware of this. But you also have a bylaw that says if someone is transiting, they're allowed to go through the country.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a law that we is right-hand vehicle. You cannot go.
Damn.
Okay, so what do you want me to do now? You just have to turn back.
Stop. What?
Turn back to where? Where you're coming from? I was like, bruh.
Maddo.
So that's how that night, and they were kind of closing up. Normally I come in early, but something happened that it was kind of like time to go home. So they went home. I had to camp in my car. You know, per usual, I kind of camp in my car. But sometimes I find, you know, other places. But not by the border. It's just not the safest. It's just weird. It's a very weird spot to camp. So the next day, I was like, you know what? We're going to sort out this mess in the morning.
The night when you camped at the border, were you able... Did you get any sleep?
Not really. It's hot. you know, there's some situation whereby, you know, you can put the window down and air it out, but just because of the situation, you're trying to close up and just wrap everything in place. So I slept, but it wasn't the best.
Were you scared?
I wasn't comfortable. I won't say I was frightened for my life, but it wasn't just mm-hmm. ideal. It was just like, yeah. let tomorrow That's come crazy. As quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, by tomorrow, they come into work, 9 o'clock, 11, last, I'm out of here. They came to work. Ah, you're still here. I'm like, yeah.
Same woman?
Where do you want me to go?
Same woman?
Damn. I'm like, you must have had a nice, comfortable rest because I slept in my car, you know, literally like prancing and stuff. And then she was like, oh, you know, I spoke to my superior or something like that. Or I called somebody and they said, it's the law. I was like, did you tell them about the bylaw? No, this I know the law. This is the law. And the crazy thing is like, you know, she just wasn't listening. She wasn't trying to hear it. She wasn't trying to help. And our colleagues were frustrated with her. You know, they didn't want to show it in front of me. They even called her to a room like, you cannot tell someone not to. Like, she has ECOWAS. She's, you know. And they kind of hinted at her. So I think what really pained me was like, I overheard. It was like, if it's a white person, you let this person go.
True now.
They literally said it. Like, they said, if it's a white man, they'll let this man go. But she didn't. That's when I started. She still put her foot down. And it's those people that when they know they're wrong, they just keep hammering down.
They keep going.
She kept going. So I had to, at this point, I had to call my dad and I called the embassy. I called, like, just trying to get help. I was like, I'm trying to get out of here today because I'm like, we're not sleeping here tonight, bro. But over time, because of just bureaucracy and just back and forth, I had to sleep there the second night.
Wow. So it was two nights.
Did you actually sleep though? Or was you in and out of sleep?
It's so hard to call it a proper night's sleep because it's not that comfortable, you know? So slept there for the second night. And then the next day when I got asked, you know, when you wake up with holy hunger.
That's when you saw that video
that I have been held hostage for 48 hours.
That's when I saw, and then there were some people trying to hold you back.
I was fuming because I was just like, I just feel like I was being violated. Like, I just felt like I was like, how can you go home and sleep for two nights and you're holding someone and you're able to sleep?
We're all Africans.
Like, what?
I think she just had it in her that.
They were like, no, you know, we need to see evidence that you're doing this thing or have government backing. I was like, what do you mean? There's a sticker in there. There's my social media page. They're like, I had to go print, you know, articles, newspaper what? Saying that they still didn't believe me. So back and forth. So when we go to the next, so almost 3 days in this at this point. So I was like, okay, I'm going now. Like, I'm literally, so they called the ambassador. So that's when he spoke to her, everything. Then they got the paperwork sorted out. Then I was able to leave around 3 or something.
So what paperwork did they need?
Nothing. It was just one person that had to make a phone call.
So that's
the answer. So yeah, she was just being difficult.
That's a bit extreme.
I did get a paper that say I'm able to transit, and if I, you know, get stopped by police, I can show them. But I could have done that the first night. They should have just done that. It just kind of thing. She still didn't apologize. She's like, I was just doing my job. I was like, yeah, sure. So can I go? I drove so quickly through Liberia. I did not stop once. I was pissed.
I want to know, you said, because OJ said that people were holding you in the videos. Who was recording all the videos?
I was recording all the videos.
How?
Holding it. Like, nobody was holding me. I don't know.
Like,
I saw there was a place. I don't know.
Change the narrative. I don't know.
Let me explain the scene. I'm sure it's there. I didn't just make it up. There were like somebody was screaming in the background.
Okay.
Like just in the distance, someone was screaming like towards your camera. Does that make sense?
There was just like people fighting. Okay, yeah, I see exactly. The scene you were talking about. I think someone stole something. It was just, I was just showing how dangerous, because they were just like literally holding a stick. It's not lying. There was a video clip like that.
But you wasn't getting held.
No, I wasn't.
So you were lying.
Yeah, you said holding me. When I was like, false narrative. I guess we're rolling with that narrative.
That's why you are the best.
She even pardoned. She said, okay, no problem.
Moving on, it's time to take a quick break.
Okay. Are we doing item 7?
I think people are hungry.
Yeah, honestly, I had to ask for a break.
Producer.
Item 7.
Guys, whilst we're taking our break, don't forget to...
Joyce.
Don't forget to like, comment and subscribe. This episode...
Come on, Ito.
Joyce.
The episode...
Don't be shy.
Come on, Ito. Don't forget to like, comment and subscribe, people.
Imagine you drop that. It's like, I have it. Push.
Please. because we need.
He will forgive you, Lyra.
The subscribers.
So we do we want to talk about the? Okay. The
I think
item
it's worth
seven.
It, no?
Yeah, we have to. So we. This was given to us on this episode, given to Pelumi to, from the Taste of Lagos, a restaurant.
It actually
called,
smells amazing.
It does, yeah. Mm. This is shawarma. I don't want it to. That's Lagos. Lagos, let me give. Yeah, Akka, if
hand
you,
it up.
Please pass it around.
Come on, so, it's like offering bowl.
So that is proper Lagos shawarma here in London.
Come on, energy.
From the restaurant called the Taste of Lagos. Link
you have to
be...
remove the sellotape.
This is why you want to cast me, Abby.
I was don't just worry. Telling you no, before no, you embarrass yourself.
No, exactly. That's why OJ gave it to me. So if it drops,
is it, please. So the link to the Taste of Lagos, the restaurant, is going to be in this episode description. It's yeah, obviously
so,
like
so
it's
well
texturized.
Hold on,
it's
this is
solidified.
An authentic. Hold on. We've got their card here, and this is an authentic Nigerian catering, and they could cater for different events like your birthdays, weddings, christening, social corporate Plunker, events. They have different platforms. They've got a website, Instagram, and an email that we will put in the episode. But this looks absolutely fantastic,
it
and
smells,
we cannot
it
wait.
It smells divine.
Let's let Pelumi take one first.
Hey,
can we get
is there
tissue
before yes. I? Because oh. I'm that person. Oh, that's good.
No, this is really nice, guys.
I wonder how this sounds.
For the audio listeners.
For the audio listeners.
That's loaded.
Enjoyment.
We are enjoying.
Nigerian shawarma is the best, guys.
Okay, Pelumi, what are you rating this? Because I know you just got back from Lagos. Did you try shawarma?
I didn't, you know.
You didn't?
You know, I love how loaded it is. You have the chicken and then you have the hot dog.
Yeah. This is Joyce, by the way, guys. Joyce, just say something for the people. Say hello. You look pretty, so let them know who you are.
Oh, thank you. Call me mouthful.
Disturbing Joyce's enjoyment.
Exactly. Like, which one is the introduction again?
The shawarma is really good, guys.
She's Joyce in the shawarma.
What? This is nice, though. Hi, everyone. OJ, hi, Lagos to... No, Lagos meets London.
Wow. Lagos meets London, come on.
Hi, Lagos meets London audience. I hope you guys are well. My name is Joyce. I'm Pelumi's PR and brand partnerships manager.
Walkies.
And I'm the co-founder of Crescendo Digital. So we're an integrated PR and marketing agency based between Africa and Tanzania, Arusha and London. And we're here to make magic work. And
so you can help us with our PR.
Yes, of course. Yes. Hit me up.
So what do you think? Yeah. Rate this out of 10.
Ooh.
Have you had shawarma before?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, Nigerian's in my blood. Like this is Nigerian shawarma. You can tell.
You can tell.
The sauce, the sausage, everything. Yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
See, Alex.
He's just enjoying it.
Did you expect to get something like this taste here in London?
Not this.
Because normally
this
in
close.
London, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Normally in London, you have like that gentrified kind of like taste of food, right?
Right.
But this actually is really authentic, like, and it's so filling as well, right? There's so much meat in there. Because sometimes, you know, some restaurants.
Is there, where's the rest? Where's the rest of my shawarma?
No, the fact you have three proteins in this, you have
literally,
chicken, you have meat,
protein.
You have hot dog. Come on.
Look at that, guys.
Energy.
Look. It's really
energy,
good.
Energy.
I'm finished, man.
Tell me, what are you rating this?
10 out of 10, you know.
Really?
It's solid.
Yeah.
I have no complaint.
Yeah,
it has spice as well in it.
Yeah, the seasoning as well.
It's not bland.
Actually, I have to agree with you. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
No. 10 out of 10.
We might have some more. Don't worry.
So make sure you follow Taste of Lagos and show your appreciation. So make sure you follow them, order from them, patronize them, tell your friends about them. Because you've just tasted their food and you liked it, so
yeah, it was really good. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, share the experience.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you very much, Joyce.
Bye.
Taste of Lagos, guys. Please, when you go patronize them, tell them you heard about them from Lagos meets London.
Go eat your shawarma, man. Trust me, then you'll be on our wave. go eat your shawarma right now for the audio listeners. The producer is producing.
It's producing.
Go
understand,
eat your shawarma and come back, brother.
He said,
and trust me, you'll feel how we're feeling.
Producer said we were lost in the sauce.
We were sorry. That's
sorry.
How good it was.
That was actually quite nice.
Go and eat your shawarma, mate.
We're only humans. We're sorry. We're only humans.
So now
guys,
we're back.
We're gonna just follow it up to say, guys, and Chapman's of London. It's a very nice balance.
It's a nice way to wash it down.
Best way. Cold one.
I'm not arguing with Pelumi. I'm not arguing with Pelumi.
guys, Pelumi, don't forget, Chapmans of London. The link is going to be in the description.
Check it out, guys. Chapmans of London. Let us know. Let us know how you feel. So are you ready?
I'm good to go.
So you know what? That brings us to foods of foods. Africa. You know, because you crossed how many, OJ? How many countries?
In Africa. So this...
No, just... Yeah, okay, yeah, in Africa.
Like on this trip or overall?
On this trip.
On this trip. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 countries. Am I... Is it correct? 11?
13.
Am I missing... No, African countries. Mm-hmm. 13 African countries. Mm-hmm. So I missed two. So there's Morocco, Mauritania, Senegal, Gambia, Guinea-Bissau. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's I missed that one. Guinea-Bissau. Then Sierra Leone, mm-hmm. Liberia, Ivory Coast,
yeah,
Ghana,
yeah,
Togo, mm-hmm. Benin Republic,
mm-hmm. and Nigeria.
Okay, we have to. Okay, we wanted to take the conversation away from Nigeria. Ah, that's why
I didn't have. Yeah. You got to count it though.
Yeah, you got to count Nigeria.
But yeah, I feel you.
Food. I did see on your TikTok the woman that was making.
That was in Ivory Coast. Yeah. That changed my life. You know, so, but, yeah. I'm not the same since I had that.
That I looked at. That, I was like, wow.
What is going on in the human?
But then at the same time, I was thinking on your whole trip, food. Because you see me, I need sometimes. All the time, I need to eat what I know. If I'm in a different place, I'll go for the safest option. But you crossing different countries, how did you feel like you're eating?
My principle with food is at least try it. You know, I don't have to like
it. Are you a
foodie? I am a foodie. Nice. I do like, I like eating. My favorite food is the one that someone else cooked. So
isn't everyone
exactly. I don't like cooking personally, but I like eating good food. And I think there's a shame thing with people when they like try new food and they hate it and they're like, oh my god, but I should like it. No, you don't like it, and it's just more information for you. Mm-hmm. So it's because there's no shame attached to it. Even if it's just one grain that I put in my mouth or one putting the fork inside the sauce and licking the I've tried it at least. And most time I'm always quite presently surprised about it. And I'm more of a texture than a flavor person, so I like the mixture of crunch and, you know, just different texture when it's in my mouth. But yeah, that moi one was 10 out of 10.
Where did you try on this your journey that you were pleasantly surprised by the food?
Gambia.
Do you remember the meal?
I can't remember specific names. I can describe them to you, but I can't remember specific. They had this okra soup that was like just extra palm oil in it, and they paired it with rice, which is not my thing.
Sorry?
But it's so bad.
Come again.
It really does.
Rice and ila.
Honestly, I was drawing.
I think I've tried that, but
it was nice.
Not
I don't
that,
know how to explain
but just
it.
Rice and ila. I don't know.
It was so good, and they have this like shared meal as well. It's rice with like pulled, you know, lamb. Like they cook it. Like she spent like half a day making all these food and stuff like that. So it's just really, really nice. There's just similarity to Nigerian kind of food, but more like just a little bit of variation. So I ate my soul out.
Was there any that you was you don't have to say the country, but was there any?
Why not?
I think West Africa have more of a variation. If you're going to East Africa, just carry a hot sauce with you, because that's all I'm saying.
Is it bland?
That's all I'm saying.
Wow. East African.
Put some hot sauce
in
your
bag. Are
you
someone that likes a lot of pepper?
I do. Okay, I like to tear up.
Your name is Pelumi.
Come on. Literally.
So
where is, like, top? You're going to run, obviously, outside of Nigerian food. Nigerian food is the best food in Africa.
Facts.
Would you say that about the jollof, though? Sorry. Just.
Why are you putting me like that?
No, she's answered. Yeah. She's on that. She's not one of us.
Don't
you
travel.
That's
so dumb.
That's of tourism. That's not of food.
Oh, joy.
But yeah, because I'm sure you must have tried so many different types of jollof. And obviously, Nigerians will say we have the best jollof. But was there
and
a jollof?
The Ghanaians will say they have the best.
Exactly.
I don't think there's a reason why we're competing with each other. Like.
No, but did you try a jollof that was like, wow. Oh,
yeah.
This is
different.
this is different.
In Senegal, bro, they are Wolof, they are Jollof.
What is Wolof, though? I'm sorry. I think that's the original, respectfully.
Yeah, that's the original name for Jollof. You know, okay. They are the origins of... Yeah, so it's obviously over time it's changed.
So it did not originate in Nigeria?
No!
We like to...
Something that we're fighting over, that's not even us.
We are not the owners.
Those are our aunties. Those are our aunties that always serve food in party.
In fact.
That they would carry jollof rice.
We just have a variation. Obviously, we do like smoked jollof. Yeah, like I always bought basmati. the original. Not basmati. I don't know.
Anyway. They were saying basmatic.
Basmatic.
But us Nigeria, one thing I love about us is that we will pick something from another culture
and we'll take it
and we'll rock, we will own that,
but like, we always make it, you know, better ours, most yeah, times yeah. That's why we kind of upgrade the thing that we take,
just like our piano.
Exactly.
So it's Senegal. The best.
Senegal, really, like when I put in my mouth, I think it's just the way they serve. Describe it as well. It's not just jollof. You know, jollof is just rice, you know, the way we cook it, but they serve it like a whole platter. So they have like in the middle they have like the fish, and because I think the fish soaks into the, it's just rich, you know, and then they have vegetable that has been deeply like cooked or steamed, and it's just like, it's beautiful. You eat it with your hand and you're just like inside the food. Like, I think maybe the hand eating as well. There's just something.
That give it a pizzazz.
That sounds like, I could go back again. Very nice.
Yeah.
I think we need to try that.
What we need to do is go with Oremi Travels.
Come on.
Go to Africa.
Exactly.
And try 100%, some countries. 100%, do BTS. Do 100%, speak to the people 100%. There.
We love that.
So we're still staying in Africa. Morocco. Mm-hmm. How many times have you been to Morocco?
Twice.
You've been to Morocco twice.
Mm-hmm.
There's... People always say Morocco is not safe for black women.
Mm.
What was your experience like?
Facts.
Oh, was it like that? Just like that?
It was like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I was trying to give it a second chance with this trip. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? First experience. And I'm always want to tell that people that, like, you know,
try it,
you know, even if you had a bad experience, it could just be a bad apple. But I think it's a cultural thing. I think they just don't respect women over there, you know. It's just, especially if you're solo, if you're with a person, your partner, they tend to be a bit more respectful. When they notice you're solo, like, you know, walking through like the Madeira, like the Marrakesh market and stuff like that, I've been approached by, you know, I grew up in Lagos, you know, so I've gone through Oshodi and the rest of Balogun market and be pulled, my sister, come and look at my shop. But that's something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that sexualization that come when you go through Marrakesh. It's just that when they pull you or say something, it doesn't feel good. Yeah. It just feels quite dirty. It's very manipulative. They'll tell you direction and it's like a dead end and just like give us money to get, like really that. Manipulative things that didn't so make that me feel happens. Good. It does happen. So I remember like even my first encounter, like I was like, maybe I'm wearing Western clothes, you know, nothing crazy. Like I dress like modest most of the time, but maybe that's why they're picking on me. Like, let me wear their, you know, abayas. Yeah, and like, nah, bro, that did not help situation. So my second encounter, which I haven't really spoken about much, was actually up in the Atlas Mountain. It was cold, you know, up in the mountains, colder than down. And then I got myself a lodge or like a hotel because it's off season when I went. So I was the only one guest. And I'm just going to make up my numbers. So it was like, you know what? If you want the room, it's $50. But if you get a massage, it's $40.
Okay, that's disgusting.
I literally rolled my eyes and I was like, I'll just have the room, please. I go upstairs, go take a shower. It's not, you know, long day of traveling. Just like, if there was daytime, you know, I didn't want to risk, you know, traveling at night or whatever. And I went up, because it was so cold, I gave him my hot water bottle that I usually sleep for cold reasons. So fill it up. I was in the shower. I just hear, do-do-do-do. I was like, thank God I always lock my door. So and then why is this guy trying to open the door?
No, stop okay. it.
I swear to God. Thank God my door was locked, you know? That's so weird. I already ordered for dinner because I hadn't eaten all day. So I went downstairs. And it was like, oh, you know, I was just eating the food as quickly as possible. Time so to so I can just get out to go back in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to get up, he just grabbed my ties and goes, what about that massage? And I think the anger that boiled within my soul, like I wasn't defending myself at that point. I was defending every woman. And I slapped his hand. And I was like, don't you ever touch a woman like that. You know,
what
so
was his
that.
Reaction?
He was just shocked. He was very playful, very smack on his face. Like, just like, you know, that kind of like, oh, you know, I'm just playing with you. That kind of thing, you know. So that is the reality of traveling solo as a female. Yeah. That is people's fear. And that's why I never dismiss it. Like, oh, you can do this. That is, it's so sad that we live in society where women have
have to, you know, fear for this kind of
things.
Yeah,
there's no protection.
The fear is very valid. I'm very extremely sorry valid.
Because when I see people go to Morocco, it's almost the same places that in a resort, like closed. Mm. They're not trying to explore.
Which is sad. I think they need to roll out a campaign or something like that.
Yeah, like, just to sensitize people.
Just to feel, you know, to do something about it. I think right now their mentality is we have so much to offer, which they do. Mm-hmm. Morocco is stunning. You know, you have to.
Can you pronounce this place for me? I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're gonna make me say that thing, don't you? The Blue City.
You're not trying not to pronounce it.
No, I get it. I told a local to teach me, and then I forgot. But Chef Chefron.
We'll put the video.
Yeah, sorry guys.
Have you seen it?
No, you know
it's blue. Everywhere is blue.
Stunning,
bro. Stunning. Blue everywhere. There is just blue. They painted the buildings to blue.
Everything. It's a tourist location, but it's so nice. So nice.
Everything I've heard about Morocco has just been negative.
The views is one of the best parts I drove through, like the Atlas Mountain, especially like you go through the canyon and it's like the roads are like squirrely, and it's just my love for kind of road trip. I could drive Morocco road all day long, and I love the diversity. You can go up to the mountain, you can go to Marrakesh and have like a bustling city, and they have the coastline, so there's just so much diversity. You can visit one country and have so many experiences, but they definitely need to work with that kind of like just educate. They just roll out a whole campaign to educate people, to get the men, that is just not right. Like,
two questions. One, you're a woman that's done quite a lot of solo traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Africa or in general would you advise, where have you felt the safest that you would advise a woman to travel?
Anywhere but Morocco, honestly. That's been my place. Okay. Like, from the whole other places, I did not feel in any kind of way. It's just literally Morocco. just that one country. Mauritania was amazing. Every other country was just great. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you also did the drive. You've been to quite a few African countries.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you recommend to travel to? Where do you think is a must-see in Africa?
Mauritania. It's so low-key. It's like Morocco 30 years ago. So it's very... You know,
I'm sorry. Go on. Do you know, I actually thought it's the same as Mauritius.
No, yeah. I was just about to ask that.
Where is that?
A lot of people don't know.
I had to
Mauritania.
Country. Mauritania. It's so low-key. Like, you know, it's very recently that travel content creators and bloggers started going there and creating content around. They have like one of the longest train in the world, 3 kilometers. What? It's called the Snake of the Desert. It's amazing experience. But you know, it's so organic or so culturally immersive that you don't need to go looking for it, you know, like with Western Europe and stuff like that. You need to go and find these places because everything's so commercialized and everything. But there it's just authentic, you know, really, really nice experience. I loved it.
Like vacation for me.
Bay. You say bay or bay?
There are other options. You know, okay. I think if you're an adventure seeker or just something unique, not your conventional, it depends on your kind of couple dynamic. Couple.
Just if we're going to relax.
Mauritius, I think, is beautiful.
Yeah, Mauritius is probably Mauritius more of a vacation.
But Mauritius is not in Africa. That's what I just noticed. It is in Africa. No, it's in the Indian Ocean.
Is that
am I correct?
In Africa.
Which one is in Africa, please? Mauritius or Mauritania?
Just for the audio listeners, our producer is back and he has had his show.
And he's smiling. He's smiling. That's the first time he smiled today, actually.
That is what the taste of Lagos does to you. I wish you could pan the camera.
Oh my God.
It can change your mood.
He literally was smiling.
Lifted his mood, lifted his spirits. If you're having a bad day, if you want to comfort, eat.
Come on.
Taste of Lagos.
Order it. Is Mauritius in Africa or not?
Please, just, yeah, educate.
Did you pass there when you were going to?
I didn't go to Mauritius. I went to Mauritania.
Right?
Google it.
Mauritius
is in Africa.
Is it in Africa?
I mean, I slept through geography, but I know Mauritius is in Africa.
Where did you say it's in the Red Ocean?
Africa. Indian Ocean. No. That's what you say.
It's in Africa.
So which one of them is in the Indian Ocean?
None.
So is that Indian Ocean in Africa?
Indian Ocean is in India.
Oh God.
Please,
Mauritius is in Africa.
Is
in Africa.
Where is an island?
It's an island.
It's an island located on the India. Yeah.
Yes. Everything is correct. But it's in Africa.
Where's the Indian Ocean?
That's what I'm trying to. You see what I'm saying? Maybe it's the name. Maybe the Indian Ocean expands into Africa too. I'm not sure.
Does it?
See, all these geographical questions.
That's what I'm saying. I've Googled.
But it's definitely an African country.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, so you advise me to go to Mauritius.
I think so,
yeah. Okay.
Is it big? It's a nice, really beautiful
place. I've never been, but I want to.
You know, I've got a very interesting question. Petrol. How did you deal with petrol? Because obviously, UK petrol is different to
Yeah, that's true.
All these other countries.
It was the same. Petrol. Why do people think it's different?
Nigerian petrol is not the same as UK.
Well,
petrol.
I put in my car and Lumi was cool with it, you know? It moved, you know?
Lumi's got a very good digestive system.
She
then.
Does. It's a small engine as well. So I don't think, you know, a little goes a long way.
So was you topping up? How often was you topping up?
Depends on how far I was driving. So it really depends on, you know, the distance. So every day, every other day, you know.
Did you wake up and plan your day? Like, okay, today I want to drive this much distance.
Yeah. So I had like a general idea of where I wanted to be at certain days.
Okay.
Because I didn't know how long it would take me. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting how I feel, you know. On time of the month, you know, time of what adventure I found, who I met, maybe I'll stay an extra day. It wasn't a strict timetable.
Okay, right. So you didn't have, I want to get to Nigeria by this.
I had that because it was my mom's 60th birthday. So I was meant to get to Nigeria March 23rd. But the accident, I had to move it to April 7th. So I missed her birthday, actually. We had like a whole family cruise thing, but it's okay. She's forgiving me. So that's good.
How did you get around the Waze maps?
Google Map was the plug. Like I used Waze, the Blue Moon, but Google Map. Download the offline app. I always tell people, make sure you have the offline just app. In case
offline
your
app.
you run out of data or your data kind of side. Download the offline apps, app maps. And then, yeah, we just drove.
Put the destination.
And sometimes to lead you astray, you know, because it's not always updated to the T, but it did.
And then what you do then?
One in Lagos?
You keep running around and you ask locals and you get lost and you get found. See, people and you'll be okay.
The way you made the trip look was like it was
you
easy.
You glamorized it. I really tried to show.
I could get in my car and I could just.
I really tried to show
it. I really felt like I could get in a car and just drive.
Yeah. Maybe you should watch the YouTube. He has more details.
Okay.
Guys, the YouTube.
He has a lot more details. Instagram, like you say, it's just bites of it.
I watched the first episode.
Yeah, when day six, you'll be behind.
Yeah, I know. It's London. It's a rat race. We have to walk, balance.
I understand.
Yeah,
I understand. But
yeah,
it's not easy because you even just saying the YouTube, you thinking of getting to Nigeria driving, thinking of recording content that you could put out when you come back, thinking of surviving, thinking... Mm.
It was a lot of hats I had to wear. This is an expedition. Normally, it's run by a whole team.
Exactly.
You have
exactly.
the camera what, crew, yeah. you have the chef, you have the medic, you have the logistic person. I had to wear so many hats.
Psychologist.
So many
to say,
hats.
Are you okay now?
And that's, I think that's what
makes
you cannot take away
different.
From me.
Yeah, that's what makes you.
There's this
very,
level of confidence.
Different.
There's this level of self-awareness. It's just kind of like, damn, I did that. Like, you know.
That's why the Nigerian government had to tap in.
They
got to
do what they got
to
do.
This one is a serious person.
You mentioned the accident. Is this something that, obviously, you've done a lot of interviews. Have you been able to like...
Process it?
No, not process
okay.
it. Like, have you been able to unpack to say, okay, what actually happened? I know like bad roads.
No, the roads was fine. There was nothing to do with
so
road.
What, if you don't mind. Just...
Of course. So after going through the whole Liberia shenanigans, I was like, we're just going to have a good time in Ivory Coast. Like, we're going to clean the
so
slate.
So you're into your Liberia, you're
literally
into
Ivory Coast
now.
Is the next place. I woke up by the crack of
Ivory
dawn.
Ivory Coast is my second country, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Tu parles français?
Non.
Oh. She said no.
No, because they always ask me that. I'm like, no. No. Catastrophic.
Abidjan.
Abidjan is amazing.
Yeah.
Definitely go check it out. So yeah, I was crossing the border, woke up at the crack of dawn. You know, I'm kind of like that early riser kind of thing. And it's good when you're wild packing, like wild sleeping. You can't be sleeping in till people go to work. So you got to wake up quickly. Did my old freshen up routine, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm crossing the border today. We're going to go early so there's no trouble. I'll be the first customer they see. Boy, was that not a good idea. So got there at 10 o'clock in the morning. They looked at me. I looked at them. They looked at me. I looked at them. It's like, cool. Pay $60,000 safest, which is about $100. It's not a lot, you know? Not a lot. But I don't want to be involved
in
that. 60
to you is not a lot.
Yeah.
But to them, safest.
To them is a lot.
Yeah,
to them is a lot.
No,
and
my mom,
even let me get it right.
Yeah.
To me, it was a lot because when you're spending so much like I'm doing, I'm not dropping 100 bags. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a few accommodations for a few
course,
nights, you know? So I'm like, no, I'm not paying that because I did my research and you're not meant to pay nothing. You know, you give me the insurance maybe, and then the clearance to just literally go to your country. Again, this is a transit thing. I'm not staying here for months, you know? And the guy's like, okay, seems like you're not going. The detailing, like we'll go into that. So another thing that happened was like, cause I was vlogging the whole experience, they spotted my camera. Because in the frustration, I was kind of recording a documentary. Mm-hmm. Like, look, if we go through here, this one that they might ask you to do, this is how you stand your ground. He saw me doing that. They panicked. Because apparently some two TikTokers had come in a year ago,
got a whole bunch of people fired because they exposed what the heck they were doing. But clearly they don't learn, you know? So it was like, you have to, they literally move to the office. The house is basically the office as well. So you go in there and there's a sitting room and it's like literally, they're chill. They don't have to leave. That's why I said border control and border investment and rotating these people so they don't get comfortable. There's so much information that have to happen now in our West African borders. So it's like, you have to delete that. I started deleting flat files, deleting for my phone, for my DJI kind of like camera I use for vlogging. And this went from 10 to 7 p.m.
Wow.
It literally let me go because it was literally time to, like, they had to go. They had to literally close up.
Mm-hmm.
I looked around, I was like, I don't feel safe here. Let me just drive to Yamoussoukro, which was meant to be my stop for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest church in the world. Beautiful, beautiful. So we're going to checkpoints and stuff like that. It was a really dark road, you know. And honestly, I cannot explain more than the fact that 1 minute I was driving, the next I wasn't. It was that quick. Apparently, there had been a packed truck in the middle of the road. No hazard light. Normally, they'll put even leaves on the floor just to warn you that something is stationary. It happened so quickly, you know. Thank God I wasn't speeding. Because if I was speeding, that would have been gone. I would have been gone, like finished. But the whole car was impacted. And I was sitting in the car and literally my phone, I didn't even know that iPhone is processed to do that. It's just like, it seems like you've been in a car accident.
Yeah,
I'm calling for help. It was so busy. I think that's where it registered that, oh, I've been in an accident. And then I was trying to open the door, trying to, you know, remove my seatbelt, and it was jammed shut. So I had to crawl through the passenger side of the car.
Yeah.
And thank God for Grey Anatomy. I'm 20th episode in. So I had to do like the whole physical check. I'm like, okay, I'm okay. I'm okay. And I called my mom. I was like, you know, are you okay? Are you sitting down? I think that's what I said. Mom, are you sitting down? It's like, what's wrong? It's like, I've just been in a car accident. And she was, she had to be like calm in her voice, not panicking and everything, but I knew she was panicking. And, you know, because of the impact, my on kept on going, like just blurring out. So I think the neighbors heard it, the community, they were like, what is it? It was like a, it was like, ah! Like constant. So they came with a flashlight and, you know, bonjour, I'm like, bro, I don't understand anything. Ambulance,
that would have been scary.
Fire, you know. And then on the street straight away, they saw the impact, they saw my airbags, then they knew that, you know, a car accident has happened. So call, I'm just so glad it happened where it happened. And, you know, they had all these resources and stuff like that, because I will not know where to start from in a way. And also I have a local contact, because that's where I was heading towards Abidjan. I was going to meet up with Afro Foodie. She does food stuff. Her name is Yasmin. Amazing lady. She housed me for the time that my car had to be fixed and everything. So I was taken to the hospital. There was a lady in the community that just had this heart-to-heart connection, you know? So she was the one that actually recorded all that clips you guys saw. Because when that was happening, that was the last thing on my mind.
Yeah, I'm that's going, what I was going to say.
Like, feel my legs,
I'm
feel my...
You know? When I saw that, I was like, okay, what is going on?
So because this, my life literally lives in the car. So as we're going, there was this, literally the blue backpack I brought in today. He had all my camera gears, my laptop, my phone, everything. So that was the only thing I grabbed. So I think she was looking for my ID. So she was have empty my bag. So she saw camera gears. I had like about 3 or 4 cameras on me. So she just thought I was a journalist. So I think that registered that, oh, she must want to record or something
Bless her.
So she just put 1 plus 2 together. It was after I was discharged that we're in this car. I was like, oh, what's this? No, you know? That, and that's like, oh, she's like, I thought you would want to remember. Like, she did Google Translate. Like, she speaks French only.
Mm-hmm.
But she stayed with me for 2 days.
That's the woman that you was in the car.
In the car, and I was thinking,
and
you
she
know?
Was shy.
So, yeah. She's so shy. She's lovely, honestly.
That is crazy.
So, yeah, she stayed. She debated me. She fed me. Like, she was just like, no intention, no secret motive. Wow. Like, it really boosts my, you know, trust and just love for humanity. It's like, so, yeah, that's what happened. It was just some, you know, when they did the research, they were like, the investigation, the police, you know, towed my car and they were like, do you want to press charges to the, because the truck people came to apologize and, you know, what can they do to help and everything. They're like, do you want to press charges? And I was like, they were at the wrong, but honestly, I shouldn't have been at the road at that time. It's the ripple effect of the borders. $100 could have literally cost my life.
Of course.
So that is the issue. That's where we should be. It's like, you know, judging it's the truck driver would be, you know, putting a plaster on the wound.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, that was a negative situation, yeah, but it brought your whole journey to life in terms of...
Let's talk about
what,
that.
Yeah, this is what could happen.
Let's
this
talk about that. How it's quite sad that it was that led some people posting about my journey.
Exactly.
Especially Nigerian bloggers, which is so sad.
Do you get that's exactly what I'm saying in terms of like, it's a negative, but it brought it to life.
Yeah.
with even the Nigerian bloggers, that's all they were.
That's what they were looking
posting
for.
When they should have been posting you
from the beginning.
Because the Nigerian bloggers, they post nonsense sometimes. Well, nonsense. All the time.
That's why they're always fighting with Bonner Boy.
You know what I mean? But it's like that moment, even the way, like, bless that woman for even thinking
to call. I would have never had nothing. Had
that, you know what I mean? It would have just been a story, but that footage made it.
Yeah.
Real, like this is real life.
Yeah,
this is what can happen.
And when something like that happens to you, so you also have a massive life reevaluation.
Because you still didn't turn back. You didn't say, you know what? I'm gonna go jump on the plane and call it quits.
So guys, like, guys, we've cut the cameras. Yeah, we're done. I'm back in London.
You know what I mean? No, but honestly, a lot of people
would have done that.
Would have? Do you think?
And I wonder, blame.
I wanted to ask, do you think, cause you knew there's actually footage you could actually see what, like, okay, now I can't stop, you understand? Like, I can show people
what gave you the
and then
it's true.
Yeah, that's like
very,
okay,
that's
like,
a very...
stopping wasn't an option. I don't know how to explain.
Even after that, did your mom tell you to stop?
They were, she was ready to fly there
and
carry me home.
Oh yeah. Like, oh yeah.
She was like, I'm already checking for flights.
Excuse me.
And I'm like, mom, you can't come. It defeats the whole solo driver. You know? What? Like it's she obviously, like every parent and everything. But I couldn't. I don't even know, even today. Because remember, this thing have happened and a lot has happened after that. I've actually not really had time to process this, which has, I guess, been a blessing in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't get to sink in it and, you know.
Because if you did.
At one point, you should, though.
I will. 100%. I need to reflect and be. And I'm just full of gratitude because, honestly, like, that truck was carrying plywood. Like, so if it was sharp ones, it could have split. They could have just been. It would have been headlines of crazy Nigerian woman dies. You know, like, it would have been what were your parents looking at when she saw it? It would have just been mess.
Is that why you cried when you got to Lagos? Like,
the emotions that came over me, you know.
That was a moment.
It was like, I'm not gonna cry. I've done this whole makeup, I'm not gonna cry. And once I saw my dad and he was tearing up from the distance, and I was there in the car, and I was like, oh, that's it, floodgates of heaven.
Even if you leave them for 1 year and they see you at the airport, they'll be crying.
No, I think it was that impact of they could have lost me. You know, it was a lot of things. Like, my dad said this in the interview, like, look, for the world, this was great entertainment. For them, it was horror. You know, it was a horror film for them. Mm-hmm. So I was very appreciative for their support. Like, they could have just, you know, like, oh yeah, come back home. And I won't blame them because it was actually a lot. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I would have tapped out. After that, I would be like, hey.
There were so many options. And even another thing.
I would have said, God, you are talking to me.
You are talking to me. I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Your servant is coming.
No, but you still took it as God. You're talking to me. Carry on.
Carry on. That was literally the message. It was just too much to, you know. And even the options of...
Ivory Coast is so close to Nigeria.
That's the thing.
That's the feeling.
It was almost like failure at the edge of breakthrough. You know, some prayers like that.
But yeah, okay, cool. We're at there, we've had the accident, you've come out of hospital, now you've seen Lumi. Talk us through that. You seeing Lumi for the first time since the incident.
This car you've had for over 5 years.
That's even got you from, this far.
You know, point A to that.
I feel like I disappointed her in a weird way.
With Lumi?
Yeah.
How?
I freaking, you know, brushed it out.
No!
There was just this kind of like, first of all, there was gratitude, immense gratitude that I was alive. Because when you look at that car, it was a lot, you know. It was a lot. I was just like, woof, like that was there. And then there was definitely the whole conversation of, look, you know, we've set this date. I think we already made the announcement that I'm arriving in Lagos at that date. That's why we had to move the date and everything.
Okay.
And it was very much, you know, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to fix this? But I don't know. There was just this beam in me. I remember talking to the mechanic and it was like 2 months. And I was like, no, 5 days. We fix this. Literally.
2 months.
2 months. Yeah, that was the quote.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. Because if you have an accident like that, if you've had to, if Nigeria, you have to fix a car, like, it's going to be at the shop for many months. 3 or 4 months.
So I literally, it took about 10 days at the end of the day. But I was there every single morning. I would get them food, get them drinks, get them happy. 5-7 men would be working on the car at the same time. Pane beating. I was going to buy spare parts. I was going to the market. I was involved. Wow. Like, I was like, you know, it was like, you should be rested. I'm like, nah. This vision is bigger than
people
just
will say this is film trick, you know. Like,
I heard the most craziest things. Like, oh, she tracked it. She crashed it intentionally for views. I'm like, bro, did you see my life? I like my life. I don't want to.
That's what I'm saying. People, you know, say this.
People
is, this
be
is
moving future. Mad, you know.
Even this time, yeah, and they say 10 days. Yeah. Like, you told them, like,
ten
you must
days.
Fix it.
I was like, you got to fix it. And it's not like I'm just telling you and I'm sleeping in my house. I'm in the garage with you. Like, literally, morning to night, we are doing it together. I'm putting bolts. I'm putting this. I'm going to spray shop. Like, I saw the whole process. That's how the clothes footage from beginning to the end to show the transformation. So yeah, it was intense. It was intense. You know, I was not able to see Abidjan as much as I would love to, but I'm just grateful that they were able to fix it as quick as possible. And again, shout out to the Nigerian embassy because they were the one that plugged me with the mechanic. It was the embassy's mechanic, basically.
Oh, no.
He spoke French and Yoruba, which is great because then I could communicate with him in Yoruba. That's how we're able to understand each other. I was like, see, uncle. Kini,
them
exactly like they're waiting for me in Lagos. I showed him my page on the stew division, so they all bought into it. Everybody was so, you know, wanting to just help as much as possible. Again, kindness of strangers. Yeah, it was
that's,
amazing.
That's. What is the mileage on Lumi?
Oh, that's a good question. I can grab a picture. Oh no, it's dead. Sorry.
Take a guess.
91,000?
No, I think it'll be more than that.
Is
for all these countries?
Yeah. No, the countries are only 10,000 kilometers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
That, what's that in miles?
10,000.
About 7,000 miles?
Yeah.
About 7,000 miles, yeah.
Wait, 7,000
miles? So you went from 7,000 plus miles to Lagos in 7,000 miles.
Yeah,
because in between there's the ferry ride.
The ferry ride, but then the ferry ride is like one hour 30 minutes for each bit I did.
Yeah, you're driving. You have to do that.
You have to do that. There's literally no other way to cross. Yeah, which is always so hilarious.
It covers.
That's what's funny. I was like, it's not no longer a drive because you put
no,
it on the ferry.
That,
I'm like,
no,
bro,
that's too,
you go and do your own.
That's
the way that it makes. I understood it when someone said they're driving from Lagos to London.
Of course,
I understood it. Okay, we'll get to Spain, then we go to Morocco.
If you're driving, even if you're driving from London to France, you still take something that makes you not drive, which is with a train order, whatever. But yeah, that's 90,000.
Yep.
That's Lumi's still
active. Where's she now?
She's getting donated to a museum in Lagos. So she's going to be in Monument by this weekend, actually. So you can go see our curating, like the experience. So that's like an interactive thing for people to see. They would see my
journey.
That's
crazy. You've just done something.
It's history,
that,
man.
That is
it's like, you know, it's like Kuti is like
you've just
the
done
first
something
woman that's
that, exactly.
So, yeah.
So kids.
And the fact that where she is, she's right now packed the University of Lagos and people every day go and watch her, like take picture with her. She's already in like a museum. People are so motivated. I get tagged every single day. Like people are like, oh, just visit Lumi today, like, oh, greet my baby for me.
Yeah. So we're coming close to the end of this episode, but like, how is it like now being the ambassador of Lagos? You know, Lumi's got his own place in history now.
Yes.
Let's say history because,
you
know, people will be talking about that till the end of time, really.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like being the ambassador? What are your responsibilities? Mm. And what can people expect from Belumi, the ambassador of tourism in Lagos, Nigeria.
Before you even answer that, before you answer that, sorry, we have because it's the journey.
How you
met the governor?
Yes.
So before you even got the role, how was that meeting? And then take us into you becoming ambassador because I want to know what it felt like meeting
the governor.
And
the governor
him
is a really cool.
You a car
he's a really cool person. Okay. So the ambassador is a really cool, like I just went to, you know, appreciate him for the effort they made.
He didn't invite you?
It was an invitation.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you can just rock up to the governor's place. You have to come to an apartment.
I understand. I'm
like who reached out to who or
yeah,
something like
exactly.
that. It was an invite. It was an invite. But I was just going to say thank you, you know, thanks for inviting me and thank you for everything you've done so far. So it was just a conversation. I showed him a trailer of the journey and everything. I was very impressed and everything. And I was like, oh, you know what? We actually have something to also, you know, applaud you for everything, the good media you brought to the country and everything. So, yeah, that's how I got my car. Brand new. Customized place. Nubi Niger.
Nice.
One of a kind. You know, I love when I'm driving on the road for like, honk, I'm ambassador. Like,
And I love Nigerians.
I love it.
That's flex.
That. Then I got the apartment and then I got the cost of the trip written off. And then I got the ambassadorship too as well. So it was a very...
Everything just changed
Everything just changed, you know?
Did you expect that though?
No, all. I went to say thank you. Like, hello, how are you? Thank you, sir. Shake your hand. Get him, you know. That's it. That was all. There was no expectation. Zero. So that, you see, I never expected it. That was my jaw dropped. I was just.
So what does that entail, being the ambassador? Yeah. Lagos tourism.
So what they were trying, what they're trying to do is definitely sell Lagos, basically. Okay. They're trying to change the narrative of people coming, the visiting and all of that. So you're just showcasing Lagos as a tourist destination, the places people can actually go and visit. You know, the narrative right now is Dirty December, but Lagos gets sunshine literally all year round. So how so can we make people...
Sorry, so it's not like saying you can come to Lagos to see the first car that was drove from London.
Yeah, you can do that as a thing. It's already like a, you know, monument or something like that that people can visit. And just showcasing and highlighting other places to visit to Lagos and change that narrative about safety. I think that's one of the biggest concern. Mm-hmm. So already like of speaking to content creators and stuff like that, what are they putting out there? What are people attracted to? Are they selling Lagos, basically? Nice. And once you sell Lagos, you sell Nigeria.
Me, I always do Lagos.
Come on, energy.
Has work commenced?
Work has commenced. For immediately, yeah.
Nice.
What? No, I'm not thinking. I'm thinking of, okay, they've made you, maybe you might have time to chill and then.
It's been official. So it just kind of depends on when, you know.
Is it based on what you want to do or they give you a schedule?
It's based, a lot of the ideas are coming from my side. Wow. So they're very, very, they're literally opening up for me, kind of like, you know, we just have this kind of.
Sorry, is it salaried?
Of course, I ain't working for
in pounds, free. In pounds or naira?
Top secret.
Yay! Lagos, the first podcast to have an ambassador. Lagos meets London. Oh, yeah, now. This is exciting.
Ambassador. What's Brilliant Me doing? What's next? What's your next adventure?
So many things. First of all, I'm catching my breath. I've not still done that.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. So that's pending next week. I'm so excited for that. Next thing is kind of I've built an amazing community. I want to see how I can continue to serve them, you know, better. There's a lot of women that just want to step out of their comfort zone, do crazy, ambitious things. I want to be part of that journey with them, ignite them, just get them on the path of where they want to. Mm-hmm. A book, hopefully, like, come on. I want to write
movie,
a book.
Man,
I want
please. A movie
as well.
Need a movie,
there's
please.
Just so many things. The sky seems like the limit and even beyond, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so excited.
Like the
This car is the starting point. There's just so many things.
There's so much you can go into. Yeah. Honestly, there's a story to tell.
It's so that's much to say.
So you have so many avenues to do that.
Yeah.
So, but you just mentioned building a community with women and
some men. You can join.
Exception. But so you're a Nigerian woman and you lived in Nigeria for a bit. The Nigerian passport can be limiting, especially for women. What would you advise for a woman to do in terms of traveling, seeing the world, trying to beat that limiting factor that comes with being Nigerian and the passport you get?
The passport. I definitely have passport privilege. That's another thing I experienced in this road trip. You know, I have my British and my Nigerian. I didn't play for one visa throughout because I could use my British to a point, Nigerian to the other. Mm-hmm. But also a lot of travel content creators, travelers, the people that just love travel, they just use the Nigerian passport. My thing is, first of all, you have to make up your mind that traveling is important for you.
Right.
Once you push past that, you know, then you don't listen to what other people are saying and you have more of a drive and goal. Save up your coins, honestly. Traveling is not cheap. I think people don't talk about it enough.
Because it gets glamorized.
It gets so glamorized, you know. It's like, people say you can travel for free. That's a lie. Mm. You have to do an exchange of value, you know. If you're staying in a hotel for free, you have to do photography or something like that. There's just going to be an exchange of value. Mm-hmm. You know, start small. Everybody think you have to travel to across the world or do London to Lagos like I've done for you to have traveled. No, you know, visit your neighboring
city.
There's
so many beautiful places
in Africa. Many places, exactly. Mm-hmm. So really just start from even your neighboring city. You don't have to even go to Africa. Africa is amazing. But just go to your next door neighbor, you know,
Europe,
you know, whatever it is, wherever you're based, just try neighboring city first. Mm-hmm. Visa-free countries, stack up your record of traveling, you know. That way you can show that you're a good traveler. You're going to go back to your base. Because that's their concern when it comes to giving out visas. It's like, you're not going to come back. So if you're able to show track record, like I've been to this place, I've been to that place, I've done that just makes you have a better chance of receiving these visas when inside. So visa-free countries are your best bet. And yeah, just do it. Honestly, put it in your calendar, book that ticket. And yeah, you get better and better over time.
Nice.
Did
you want to add anything on top of that?
No, it's well answered. So,
we've honestly gained a pool of wealth and knowledge from
you. 100%. I feel like I was there with you now.
Your story is inspiring, honestly. Thank you so much. It's so amazing. And we don't want to end on this note. We want to have something fun. So
come on.
Just thank you.
We could have gone.
Yeah, we could have gone.
We could have been talking to tomorrow. Like,
don't worry.
There's an event called the All Nigerian Pop Quiz.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard about it. It's like a pop quiz. It's created like a pop quiz. People, Nigerians come out. They answer questions, pop questions.
Okay.
Relating to Nigeria. The DJ is Nigerian host. It's just like being in like a bar in Lagos kind of thing. So they've asked us to give you 2 free tickets to the show.
Oh my God, that's
if you're
amazing.
Able to attend, is the next All Nigerian Pop Quiz. Team is Nigeria versus Ghana.
Come on, we need to be there.
They do this every year, no?
Yeah, they had one last year. So the next one is Friday the 31st of May.
Nice.
This year is in Prince of Peckham. So if you're able to, they would appreciate if you could. Yeah, the person that creates the event. So guys, the next All Nigerian Pop Quiz, make sure you're
there. Don't miss out on it.
Have we got tickets?
Do you want to go? Because the last time they gave us tickets, people here did not go.
We were invited. Lagos and London was invited and we went.
So the people, the last time they gave us tickets, the people on this podcast didn't go.
We had a friend of the podcast.
I'm going with Queen P.
Come on. Let's go.
I said Queen P. I like that one.
I'm blushing.
Queen P. From today onwards. Queen P.
I made it.
Queen P.
All right. On that note, we're going to play a quick game because you traveled everywhere. So we have...
Everywhere?
Again, you traveled more than the
most
average.
Places, of course. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You traveled everywhere compared to us.
Tension.
So we've got some pictures. You've heard of 4 pictures, 1 word.
Okay.
Right? Mm. Okay. Well, these might be very easy because I didn't do my homework properly, but you know.
Hey. Let's just... You should say it was hard then. That way, if I don't get it, why do you say it's easy and then I flop it?
Tension of you guessing it. So... This picture, when you look at this, what do you see? What country?
That's America, no?
Okay. We're going to put we'll clip it anyway.
That's America, was that right?
America.
Yes, that was right.
Correct.
Okay. This one?
That's Mexico.
China. Oh, wow. Okay. I said Canada. I didn't even look at that.
Do you know who you're talking to?
After we play the game, you should have understood.
You're talking to her.
That's Kenya.
Let me remember.
You're talking to an ambassador of tourism.
Let me hold it. Hold on.
Brazil?
Give me the paper.
Okay, last one. Let me just...
Hold on. Spain.
Please don't ever in your life disrespect our ambassador.
Listen, Bellamy, it's been lovely having
you on so much, man. I've had a blast.
Journey. A lot of people are inspired by you. We are inspired by you, honestly.
Definitely.
For me, what I take away is just live life audaciously.
Mm. Do what you want to do.
And I think the last message I even would tell people, look, is April we're in April?
April. Mm-hmm. April.
If nobody has called you crazy this year, you're playing it too safe.
Oh, I love that.
That's how we're ending it. If nobody has called you crazy this year,
you're really playing it safe
for this episode.
You're playing it too safe.
We're calling this episode.
I've got work
nobody
to do.
Nobody has called you crazy. You're playing it too safe.
I've been called weird. I need that crazy.
I love it. When people call me crazy, it just means I am doing something you cannot even comprehend. Like you cannot even process it. And I've already gone ahead to do it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So be called crazy. It pays big.
Yeah. Anyways, so we're going to round up. So we are going to say Lagos meets London. We need you to say wahala.
Okay.
You have the pen.
Should we do this one?
Yeah,
okay.
Just write.
A little message. Okay. Yeah.
Pelumi was here.
Whatever
you want to write, just to...
I'll say best interview ever because it actually was.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you for even ITV coming down and giving us this time. We appreciate you.
It's not. Don't worry. I'll give you a marker.
For opening up. We appreciate you for sitting down with us and talking to us.
It's a pleasure, man.
It's not easy. We know you've done so many of these already, so you must be like, oh my God. But you came. You gave us your energy.
Thanks, man.
We love you.
We appreciate that.
We are behind you.
Thank you. So to sign off, we're going to say Lagos meets London.
Okay.
Wahala.
So we say
Lagos meets London. One person says Lagos meets London and the rest.
You should say Lagos meets London.
Okay. Because you are the one that has walked the talk.
Yes.
And drove the drone.
This is the walking.
Not just sitting.
Honestly, are you ready?
Like, did you get it?
One, two, three. Lagos meet London.
Wahala! Crazy. Make sure you like, comment and subscribe. Can you tell them, please?
Please, I just got to beg you. Make please. Hit it.
Please.
Like, comment and subscribe.
Thank guys, you so follow much. Pelumi's page.
Yes,
follow Pelumi's Instagram.
Let me follow right
our
now.
YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Please do.
Oremi Travels. Come if you want to travel with your friends, you bridesmaid, not every time you do stripper. Do oh, Johnny.
Wow. And guys, we cannot forget to shout out Taste of Lagos. Honestly, best that shawarma is still in my brain.
That's the best thing I've eaten in a long time.
10 out of 10, man.
10 out of 10. Pelumi said it as well. And Pelumi has tried food from different places.
I've tried plenty.
So you know she's
I can be a food critic. Like
for real. So thank you so much, Taste of Lagos.
Follow.
And yes. You guys get your food from them and tell yes. them we sent you from Lagos, Miss London. Thanks, guys.
Woo! Bye. Woo!